Good morning. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So I went to undergrad at Concordia University, Chicago, and on the second floor of the Mary Martha dormitory was a big old mural that quoted this passage: "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Now, supposedly, this painting was supposed to inspire the students of this Christian college, most of whom probably knew nothing about fishing. I doubt that any of the students at Concordia Chicago ever went fishing with nets like the disciples were known to do. The only fishing I'm familiar with is waking up with my grandpa, going out into the Pacific, dropping a couple of crab pots and drinking beer at about 5 a.m. And sometimes I carry on this tradition without Grandpa or the crab pods. But I have always loved this image. For some strange reason, I really do find myself inspired by it. But this was not the case for my fellow pre-seminarians who went to school with me at the time. One night, all the pre-sem guys were hanging around. We were discussing the great debates of Christianity, whether you should use grape juice or wine in communion. We came to that subject, and I admit, regardless of what side you stand on, I stand firmly on, I stopped paying attention. But I was brought to attention when a young lady came by. Now, in an all-male dorm, of course, this grabbed my attention. But she invited us to serve lunch to the homeless of Chicago the next day. We all did the, "Oh yeah, that sounds great," or the, "Well, I'll see if I can." The next morning, I was the only male student going down to do it. I've always been very bitter about this. The food was prepared. The transportation was paid for. All you had to do was take the bag, hand it to the person, and talk to him for a bit. Bitterly, I assumed that these guys just slept the day away lazily, rather than thinking something, you know, maybe important had come up for them. These guys were supposed to be my fellow inspired fishers of men. Where the heck were they? But it's a different story for our reading from this morning. The men at the sea have the inspiring presence of the Son of God beckoning them to get to work. We read in Matthew today that Simon Peter, Andrew, James, and John all immediately got up when they were called by our Lord. They walked away from their lives as fishermen to answer the beckoning call of the Master immediately. That is just unbelievable to me. There's no hemming and hawing, no, "Oh, let me think about it." Nothing. Immediately. In contrast, there was absolutely no immediacy in Chicago when that girl came by inviting us to feed the homeless. But as we look forward to today, away from my bitter past, comes a big question of the day. Is there any immediacy here in our seminary community today? Are my brothers and sisters here immediately dropping everything to answer the Master's call? And even if we are ready to just drop everything, who even knows what that call sounds like? Well, I tell you that we do actually know what the call of God sounds like. We've all heard it. It's not like some phone call that we just answer, or the call that got us to come to the seminary abandoning lies of actually earning real money. But rather, it's a call that gets us up immediately. A call that beckons some nobody shepherds to follow some star. A call that cries out in the wilderness, calling people to repentance. It's a call that gets some fishermen, of all people, to drop their lives and bring people back to the God who created and sustains life. It's a call that declares sin and debt paid for. It's a call that is proclaimed each and every day that we are forgiven and we are the adopted children of God. It's a call that we hear in God's word and through his gifts to us in the sacraments that tells us that he is with us and he loves us. It's a call that we hear every day to get up and immediately get to work, to the work of God's kingdom, whatever that might be. So are you ready? Are you ready to drop everything immediately? Are you ready to forfeit your life for the purposes of God's kingdom? Jesus showed us how to answer that call because that call came to Christ as well. God called out to a world that had abandoned him, a world he loves deeply. And when the time was right, God called Jesus to step up, and he sent his son to be the Christ, to be the one who would immediately answer the call and do the will of the Father. And that was to bring restoration, payment, and reconciliation, to make it all right again. And Christ brought all of that when he was pierced on our behalf, when he screamed in anguish as he was abandoned, when he hung his head and died the death that was meant for us, but especially when he walked out of the tomb on the feet of new life, which we all will walk on one day. The call was answered, and all of us have received the benefits of his work. But now, we are called, much in the same way. My brothers and sisters and I will receive calls on call day, hopefully. Our SMP brothers are here experiencing that same call. We will eagerly go, maybe not immediately, but definitely quickly. But what about these calls that are not found on paper, or that do not come from churches? What do you do when the kingdom of God calls out to you to do God's work? Do you ignore it? Do you wait a bit and then get to it? Or do you respond to the call in the new life that you have received from God because of the work of Jesus? Do you respond following the example of the fishermen who immediately dropped everything to answer the call? Or even the example of Christ, who sacrificed everything so that all might live? To be honest, I'm not ready to take that call. I like being lazy. The only thing I do immediately is be lazy. And that doesn't even make sense. But all of us know something very important about answering those calls to do the work of God. Optimistically, we can't do it alone. Realistically, we can't do it at all. We will fail. We will fall. But God will pick us up. God will assist us in answering that call. By the power of God and by the power of His Spirit, we will do many great things. And we are not alone. We have received the Holy Spirit, who is always with us, and we have each other as co-workers to do the work of Christ. Only one man could do it by himself, and he did it. He was our Emmanuel, our God with us, who calls us immediately to leave our nets behind and follow him. We call on him to help us do that. But I also call on you to help me and to help each other to answer this call. It's not going to be easy. Some of us will fight it. Probably most, if not all of us, will fight it. But there's work to be done. Not to make us pure and new, but to bring the love of God to all who need it, so that all might receive and experience the blessings that have been poured out upon us. So please, join me in this work immediately. Amen.